George Takei. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
All right, so here we go. Off-air podcast.
You did amazing on that one.
You did.
I've been practicing that one.
Almost in sync.
Is, like, George Takei your kind of person?
No, well, this isn't my first podcast, Chad, so I used to do all kinds of little bits back in the day. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Oh, my. All right, so.
No. That's, no, you did it wrong. Ray did it right.
And I have a feeling everything I do from here on out is wrong with Chad. Everything's going to be wrong.
For the most part.
He has to use somebody as a crutch, and that's me.
I'll use you both as a crutch, not to worry.
All right, so we have Chad, and we have Ray.
What's up?
And me, Randy. All right.
What up?
What up? All right, so this is our first attempt at the off-air podcast.
Has anybody watched the new Ted yet?
I have not.
I have not, but I have seen all the clips. Though.
I love it. Last night I watched, what was it, episode 6? I loved it. I mean, this whole Ted TV series, I think, go on for quite a while.
You think so?
Seth MacFarlane, absolutely amazing. His comedy is just up my alley. I love it.
What was the best part about it?
Well, there is, I mean, like, it's hard because,
come on,
like I said, it's already 6 episodes in of a eight season series.
It's just like the movie. It's just like the movie,
really?
But like just, yeah, expanded. It's really good, and I'm a huge fan of the movies.
Yeah, I love the Ted movies. So, did you get the first one in, or what? Did you watch all 6? What? Tell me.
I just told you I've watched 6 of the 8.
Six of the eight. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And I don't listen to anything Chad says. That's why I have to say, what was that again? Yeah, exactly.
So how about the city and the rawhide?
So how about that? So we don't, as of this happening, tonight, it's happening tonight, right?
Yeah, so the meeting for city council meeting is tonight at 5 o'clock. And then 7 o'clock tonight will be the open public. And people from the public are going to be expressing their concerns.
So as of this taping, we have no idea what's going to happen, but we'll find out.
So as Chad, are you going to go out there with your picket signs to make sure that everything stays the same?
I might. I mean, like, because, no, well, not that it stays the same. It needs to change. City needs to pay for the improvements, darn it.
Here's how it played out in the hallway. Randy, are you going to go tonight? Everyone's going. I'm like,
who's everyone?
No. Are you going? No, probably not. Yeah, that's how it played out in the hallway.
Well, it's just because I've been here since 3 o'clock this morning because.
Tell me.
Because.
Yes.
The alarm company called me. Why did the alarm company call me? Because somebody tried to open up the door in the middle of the night. Homeless person walking down the road, walked up the driveway, pulled on the front door, and set off the alarm.
Yep. And I slept right through the call from the alarm. Chad was the only one, and Rick did too. Chad was the only one that answered the call.
Oh, no. We all three slept through the first phone call.
Oh.
Because I slept through it too. And then I got the second phone call, and I'm like, oh, I guess I better answer this because it says toll free, but.
Did it wake you up? Did it wake you deep sleep right before you had to come in, like at 5?
No. The first call was at 2:48. I looked at the phone. I'm like, why is toll free calling me at 2:48 in the morning? And then went back to sleep until 3. Then I got the second call. I'm like, oh, this doesn't seem like
a. So did they enter the building or did he just open the
door? Luckily, he did not go into the building, but he did open up the door fully.
And the alarm probably scared him off, probably.
And kudos to VPD for coming in, guns drawn and everything.
Guns drawn, I love it.
Oh, we'll show you the video, Ray. Yeah, it's awesome watching those guys, man. So, Chad may have not been in a deep sleep, but I sure was. When I heard Green Day go off on Dana's phone, and she's got, I think it was, it's got Holiday or something. It's like cranking. It's like, yeah, he's right here. Chad knows if he needs to call me in the middle of the night, just call Dana's phone.
Yeah.
Because mine's on 5.
Wow.
Hey, we're in the studio. It stays on vibe all the time.
No, that's just an excuse.
Maybe. It might be. But anyway, so Chad was safe and sound.
But anyhow, so the Rawhide and the city council. So, we'll see what happens with that. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
They moved it, right? They moved it to the convention center now?
They moved it to the convention center because they're thinking it's going to be a lot of people there.
And you're a season ticket holder, right?
Season ticket holder, plus I work for the Rawhide. So, I mean.
So, if you're going to be at Rawhide this year, this season, you're going to see Chad everywhere? We're going to see
pretty much
Chad everywhere?
Like you do every year.
Every year. We're hoping to see Chad anyway.
I mean, they love me. They love me as an usher. They used to love me at the gate. Now they even love me more as an usher because then I can help them walk them to their seats. They're like, oh, you're Chad. I'm like, yes. How are you?
We know you love that.
Can we get a picture with you, Chad?
And I get a lot of pictures taken.
That and a dollar will get you a dollar. Yeah.
It'll be worth something. Here's your tip, Chad.
Yeah. It'll be worth something someday.
Hey, it's my name going out there. I'm cool with that.
It'll be worth something to your mom someday.
I got you a shiny nickel, Chad.
My name and my picture on social media and also where I work on there. So
which is gold.
That's called gold.
Gold. That's what that guy used to work for us, Jake, would call gold. Ratings gold is what he would say. That's right.
I mean, it's getting everything out there. Free publicity.
Free is the best part. It's free.
Okay. I have to ask.
And in radio, we love free.
We do love free.
Chad, you're always kind of a trendsender around here. So I wanted to know, did you go and grab yourself a Stanley Cup, a pink one over at Target?
No, I would, but no. I'm not going to go fight somebody over a Stanley Cup. I mean, I got the knockoff version at a Sportsman's Warehouse. They got a knockoff Stanley, basically.
Uh-huh.
It was like $12.
Not a Yeti?
I thought you were a Yeti man. I already got Yetis at home, too.
Yep. I'm a Yeti man.
I'm Yeti, too. And it all started when Nikki B's dad gave her a discount for Christmas. She was looking for something 1 year for us. And all of a sudden, she got me and Chad a Yeti cup. And we tore the crap out of those cups.
I still use mine to this day. Yeah. I mean, I don't bring it to work. Don't take it anywhere. It's at home because I don't want to lose it.
Well, I got COVID, and they smoked up my office, so I was afraid to drink anything out of it after that. they bombed it, so I was afraid. I better let it go.
That kind of says about my Yeti cup. I found my Yeti cup right outside the studio. I'm pretty sure it belonged to some transient who just happened to leave it there.
Outside the studio, like outside?
Yeah, you know how like...
Wait a minute. No. I don't even need to go any further. You just walk by and go, hey, that looks like a nice Yeti. I'm going to take it.
Yes.
Was it in plastic, in a box?
Ew.
No. Ew. No, Ray. No. Ew.
It was clean. It was thoroughly clean. I thoroughly cleaned it and everything.
No,
I
there is no the such lid. Thing as thoroughly cleaned.
Was it on the side of the street, Ray?
Yes.
Yes, that's what he's saying. You don't understand. He doesn't need to
no.
finish.
No, so, I'm
I am
trying,
disgusted by this.
I'm
because
trying.
I know people go out here and they poop and pee on the ground.
I'm trying to understand.
No.
Chad, I'm trying to understand. So
it
was on the side of the road, Ray.
Yes.
And it was thoroughly, it looked brand new, like someone had lifted it somewhere. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I felt like this cup was probably ripped off somewhere recently.
Uh-huh.
Were you raised in a barn?
Hold on.
I grew up in the streets, Randy. That's the one thing you got to know. It's like I grew up in the streets. And
so did I.
The little thing I find on the ground is kind of useful for me.
What did they teach you in Coinga?
Ray, I grew up in the streets too, but they told me to make sure you thoroughly clean anything. Maybe for the dogs and cats to tab that Yeti cup or something.
I mean, no.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
So I found the cup, right? It looked like it was, like you said, any concerns to see if there was anything wrong with it. It still looked modestly clean. So that's why I assumed that it was probably ripped off somewhere.
Modestly clean.
Did it still have the price tag on it?
Yes, it did, underneath.
Hmm.
Modestly clean.
At that point, I might consider if it still had the price tag and was still
plastic.
How
could you consider that? You wouldn't even drink out of your embalmed one, and let alone you're going to – no.
Well, I didn't say I was going to drink it. I might re-gift it to somebody.
And it, whoa.
I'm like,
it's stainless steel, right? It's stainless steel, so that could be clean. And you could even like I thoroughly with the iron.
Did you bleach it out?
I did.
We were always taught to bleach everything. Did you do a blue light test on it?
Yes, I did. I've done pretty much everything that it needs to do to pretty much cleanse it. And
I mean, that was like a biohazard, right, Ray?
The only thing I don't use the lid that came with it. I don't use the lid.
But you use the straw?
No, there's no straw that came with it.
Thank God.
It was just one of those sippy.
It was one of those sippy cups.
Yes.
Sippy lids. Yeah. I didn't use that lid.
I say. So for, you know, what, $15 you can get the straw and the lid, I think,
that's
the combo?
What, yeah, that's
bucks.
The other thing I wanted to talk. Like, why is the lid and the straw expensive?
Because they're very heavy duty, Ray. Very heavy duty.
Like,
yeah, I'm just saying.
The $40 cup and half of it is for the lid and the straw.
I still can't get over this guy picked up a Yeti off the ground and started drinking out of it.
I didn't just like grab it from the ground and just started swinging it.
Darn near should say that's what you did.
Sounds like it. But no, he thoroughly cleaned it out.
Thoroughly cleaned out the COVID.
Thoroughly cleaned it out.
put some bleach in it.
Bleach cleans
and I
COVID.
Checked it.
Bleach cleans everything. And that's true crime stuff that I saw. Bleach cleans everything. It smells good too, and then he drank out of it, so he got some water and some bleach down his system, so that helped clean things out.
It flushed me out, Jack.
So how about everybody mad over Peacock and the NFL? I mean, you had to watch the, you know, the Kansas City game on Peacock. The only way to watch it was on Peacock. You couldn't watch it on basic TV.
Why?
Well, don't aren't you subscribed to everybody though?
That's what the deal was.
Oh.
It was streamed only on Peacock. So that playoff game you can only watch on Peacock. Oh, and how about this one? Swifties are mad because nobody was complaining about Eminem being on the Detroit game and they always showing him on TV, but they do when Swiftie. I'm sorry, that's two different things. She is there constantly, and this is all fake, no offense, but Eminem is a real person and he cared about Eminem.
So Taylor Swift is not a real person.
We'll be watching her on Taylor Swift TV. Taylor Swift TV. No. Don't worry, there's gonna be a Taylor Swift TV app, and that's all it's gonna be on there is people flashing to her at football games for the rest of our days, probably.
No, T Swizzle only cares about herself and her image.
Okay.
And so, I mean, like, this whole thing is fake. Her and Travis, oh, fake, 100%.
Oh,
I mean,
you think so?
How do they already have a love story documentary? Are you kidding me?
Hey, man, they're going to be married and have kids by the end of the year. That's a prediction.
No. Dumb.
Chad's going with the...
Where's this conspiracy theory going, Chad?
Chad's going with the lesbian theory is what he's doing.
No, I'm not going with that theory. Oh. I'm just going that this is fake.
Oh.
I mean, she was with a racist before she was with him.
Okay, so you're just going to go with this is all publicity for her?
All publicity.
Well, she's a smart girl.
And publicity for NFL. And now it has backfired on the NFL.
So you're saying she's in bed with the NFL?
She's getting a check from the NFL.
I didn't say that.
Oh.
I'm just saying them working hand in hand together, they needed something to help make themselves seem better.
For all the T-Sweezy fans out there, I just want to say I'm a fan. Oof. Please don't come after me.
Yeah, don't come after me either. This is all about Chad. Oh.
I mean, no. T-Swizzle, I mean, I'm sorry. She's good and all, but I mean, look at the new stuff that people are even complaining about her about.
About
is
what?
That her music is still only for the little girls. She has nothing to offer people that are like over 30.
She has a demo.
Over 25.
She has a demo.
I guess.
It's the little 13-year-olds.
I think
so she's still writing songs in her 30s like she's a 13-year-old. Time to grow up.
We can't get a word in edgewise. I don't know about Chad here's podcast. I think so. And he needs a nap because, you know, he almost died last night.
And I've been here since 3 o'clock.
Exactly. Okay. You've been here since 3 o'clock? I thought you went home, took a shower, got some food.
No, I haven't taken a shower yet.
Oh. Well, this is enlightening news too, isn't it, Ray? So, because you told me at 3 o'clock this morning, he's like, maybe I should just go home, take a shower, get something to eat, and come to work.
No need to go home since I'm already here.
Oh, well, I was half asleep.
Yeah, you were half asleep.
Yeah, I didn't catch it all.
Once again, you don't listen.
I know.
Okay, Randy, who's more disgusting, me getting something off the ground and watching it, or someone who hasn't showered yet?
You getting something off the ground, Ray.
What kind of diseases was in that thing?
Yeah. Molly the hooker that walks by every day talking to the sky is probably her cup, so I... Just saying.
It looked somewhat new to me. That's why I picked it up. I was like,
okay. All right. Where do they sell those at anyway?
The Yeti tumblers?
Yeah.
The last time I checked, I went to Big Five. Big Five is where they got them. That's where I went to go look at the lids.
That's a long walk for Sally the Hooker to come through here.
You can also go get them over there at Nelson's Ace Hardware.
Oh, at Nelson's? Okay. Well, that's still a long walk. It's over on Mooney.
You can also get them at Sportsman's Warehouse.
Yeah.
You can get them.
Still a long walk.
Still a long walk.
Nowhere really over here sells them because
that's a premium product.
Maybe a shop downtown?
No. Nobody around here sells Yetis.
Huh.
There has to be. There has to be a shop around here.
So if you know a shop near downtown that sells Yetis, they may have gotten one stolen and dropped somewhere along the way, and Ray may have picked it up and cleaned it out and is now drinking out of it. So.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Oh, boy. Seems like we went for a long walk there, let me tell you. Well, all right, this is the Randy, Chad, and Ray and Off-Air Podcast. Wow. Go take a nap, Chad.